This week on the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter, JP Morgan to advisory firms, you're fired. Barely a week into the new year, and proxy advisory firms are already back in the hot seat and facing a new threat from regulators, the White House, the Lone Star State, and now from the House of Morgan. The Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that JP Morgan is ending its relationship with third-party proxy advisory firms ISS and Glass Lewis. Instead of relying on their analysis and recommendations, JPM's asset management unit will now use a new proprietary AI tool to guide their votes at more than 3,000 U.S. shareholder meetings this season. While it's a bit early to call all the implications, this could be a major step in overhauling the proxy voting ecosystem. Some have questioned whether JPM is simply replacing one set of external guidelines with a set of internal ones. This sentiment was noted by Bloomberg's Matt Levine, who questioned in his column whether all the asset managers will end up training their proxy voting AIs on the actual track records of ISS and Glass Lewis. Good enough? GPP took a deeper dive into this announcement in a new memo that can be found on our website. In it, we look at the potential impact on shareholder activism campaigns and retail investor voting patterns, and the implications for IR and communications professionals. In activism news, Lazard's 2025 annual review of shareholder activism found that global shareholder activism hit a third consecutive record year, as deal activity rebounded and boardroom pressure intensified. The report highlights a more transactional activist playbook, with capital allocation and M&A firmly back at the center heading into 2026. Our friends at Barclays shared their annual report of the activism landscape. The report, also covered by Reuters and Barron's, noted that favorable conditions spurred a record number of activist campaigns, the highest figure since 2018, with 30% coming from first-time activists, and that this surge will continue in 2026. In a recent memo from Fried Frank, Key Shareholder Activism Trends to Watch in 2026, the firm reviewed market trends from the latter half of last year, suggesting companies should expect more M&A-focused pressure, activists targeting smaller firms, and increased use of private settlements. The Wall Street Journal reports that Holdco Asset Management is leading a wave of activists circling the banking sector, an industry that typically did not see a lot of campaigns, thanks in part to the Trump administration's deregulation push, giving activists more room to push for changes at underperforming lenders. In deals news this week, it was a record year for large M&A deals, with 68 transactions over $10 billion in value. The Wall Street Journal writes that dealmakers are cautiously optimistic that the mega deals trend continues throughout this year. Meanwhile, Freshfields' Ethan Klingsberg offered his outlook on themes to watch for in 2026, predicting dealmakers will see stronger antitrust enforcement, a private equity resurgence, and continuing prevalence of M&A to focused shareholder activism. Reuters reports, in one of the first deals of 2026, Melbourne-based Blue Scope Steel announced it had received an unsolicited, all-cash 27% premium offer from Australian conglomerate SGH and US-based Steel Dynamics, marking the steel industry's first cross-border deal since the Nippon Steel saga ended. 2026 could wind up being a major deal-making year for the global oil industry. In Russia, the FT reports that Chevron and PE firm Quantum Capital Group are teaming up on a $22 billion bid, with backing from the U.S. government, to buy the international assets of sanctioned Lukoil. Meanwhile, following the recent events in Venezuela, Elliott Management, through its affiliate Amber Energy, is set for major returns once the fund completes court-approved takeover of refining firm Citgo Petroleum's assets. On to corporate governance. Experts at Freshfields discuss on their podcast, Essential Antitrust, the impact of AI-driven algorithmic pricing tools on global financial markets and how regulators around the world are reacting in kind. In an article posted by the Harvard Law School Forum on corporate governance, the OECD's Tiziana Londero walks through the changing corporate landscape worldwide, highlighting key trends such as the increasing importance institutional investors' votes have on deciding annual meeting outcomes and how the digitization of AGMs is making it easier for investors to access company materials. Partner Candace Wong from Fried Frank shares how the administration's regulatory priorities are evolving heading into another year, particularly the DOJ's approach to enforcing healthcare and financial industries, tariffs as well as cyber and data, in the land of public offerings. After IPOs roared back to life in 2025, Barron's reports that the AI revolution is likely to keep the public markets boom going, with a potential IPO class including major names like SpaceX, xAI, Anthropic, and OpenAI. Meanwhile, Bloomberg notes that across the pond, European markets have yet to see a similar uptick, with companies raising fewer than $1 billion through IPOs across all Euronext exchanges last year. According to Bloomberg, Discord, an upstart instant messaging and social media platform, joined the line of potential upcoming tech IPOs after it confidentially filed for listing, although deliberations are still ongoing regarding next steps. From our desk to yours, January is typically a time for New Year's resolutions, but since around 80% of those fail by February, we wanted to share something that can be useful all year long. We are of course referring to the Infatuations list of most anticipated restaurant openings of 2026 in New York City. This year's class features 26 places to set your resi notifications now, with some expansions, revamps, and address changes leading the way. Similar to this list, we will not be including Dishoom until a location is announced, although, based on our experience in their London and Edinburgh locations, this will be a must-include to your list once it opens. With that in mind, here are the three restaurants from this list that we can't wait to try. Golden Steer. Who wouldn't want to say that they have eaten at a steakhouse that has served the likes of Marilyn Monroe and Elvis? Coming soon to Greenwich Village, you will have your opportunity to say yes to this question, as the oldest continually operating restaurant in Las Vegas is making the reverse commute expansion to NYC. Based on the Vegas menu, this is a place to bring the team, although make sure to come hungry and split everything. Cajun. With a new multi-level location a block away from its old space, this Korean-Cajun mashup is a must-visit and a GPP favorite for weekly team lunches. The new spot, which should open in February ahead of Mardi Gras, will continue to offer its usual classics, for example, kimchi jambalaya, along with some menu additions that we cannot wait to try. Dean's, the King team is expanding its portfolio with this exciting British seafood restaurant, which is set to open in April. We can already feel the British coastal air and are looking forward to washing down some roasted Scottish langoustines with a pint of Guinness. We are excited to be back, and let us know which spot you are most looking forward to. People Moves. Bed Bath & Beyond named Executive Chairman Marcus Lemonis as the retailer's new CEO. Longtime Aon executive Eric Anderson will take over as the CEO of AIG, as executive Peter Zaffino steps down. Education company McGraw-Hill announced that former Vimeo CEO Philip Moyer has been named president and CEO, replacing Simon Allen, who will remain chairman. Caterpillar CEO Joe Creed will also become executive chairman after elections as a part of a leadership transition that announced his predecessor, D. James Umpleby III, will retire. Goldman Sachs hired Catalyst co-founder Brian Kane to co-lead software investment banking. Upcoming events to add to your calendar. January 12th to 15th, JP Morgan Healthcare Conference, San Francisco, California. January 19th to 23rd, World Economic Forum, Davos, Switzerland. January 30th, SkyTop Shareholder Activism Summit, New York, New York, February 2nd to 3rd, WSJ Invest Live, West Palm Beach, Florida.